Ready to shoot off some fireworks today? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jay Zagorski, economist at Boston University's Questrom School of Business, says more and more Americans are choosing to do so.
The days around the 4th of July are peak times for lighting off fireworks. Here are five quick facts to think about between the explosions. First, fireworks were invented in China over 2,000 years ago. Today, most fireworks still come from China. Last year, 98% of all fireworks imported into the U.S. came from that country. Second, fireworks are a big but seasonal business. Even though they're primarily lit now and around New Year's, fireworks are still annually a $2.5 billion industry. Third, pyrotechnics usage, it's growing. In the year 2000, people in the U.S. shot off about 0.5 pound per person. By 2021, that figure had risen to 1.25 pounds per person. We still have a ways to go to catch Denmark. They shoot off almost 2 pounds per person. Fourth, inflation in the U.S. is soaring, and so is the price of fireworks. Last year in 2021, the average wholesale price for imported fireworks was $1.13 a pound. During the beginning of 2022, the price has jumped to $1.30 a pound. This 15% price increase is almost twice the U.S. inflation rate. Fifth, the growth in fireworks usage has not resulted in more injuries. Fireworks sent about 11,000 people to hospital in the year 2000. In 2021, injury figures were roughly the same. This doesn't mean you should be less careful. Use common sense, especially if children are around. So whether you're lighting fireworks, watching them, or just hiding from the noise, I wish all of you a happy Independence Day.
That was Jay Zagorski of Boston University.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.